Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Ann and Nancy. The Wilson sisters bring us back, otherwise known as Heart. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good buddy John Deeney back on the show, which he is right now, and we're talking about the ideas that are inside of the covers of his new book, his new award-winning book, Hunting in a Farmer's World. John, you got a quiz people can take, a fun quiz, yes, if they go to a certain website. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a quick 10 questions, and it's descriptive, so it asks what kind of tasks you like and what kind of people you work best with. And it's mobile-enabled, so you can take it on your cell phone, on your iPad, on anything you want. And to make it easy to get to, when I don't know about you, but my fat fingers don't do cell phone typing very well, we have a shortened URL for that. It's on the Hunting in a Farmer's World site, but if you just put in HIAFW, the acronym for the title,
right,
.com, you go straight to the quiz.
And so this is where we find out whether we're hunters or agronomy experts, right?
Right, agronomy and agricultural engineers.
Agricultural engineers, exactly.
Although we do use the, I guess, politically so-so term, farmers.
Farmer, yeah, which I don't mind, because I actually used to be a farmer. Okay, John, so the thing that I love telling people about, I now make part of my life, and that is that every year I try to fire myself from a job that I don't have to do anymore, and promote myself to a job that needs to be done that nobody else can do or will do. What do you think?
That's a great idea. And will do is something you should examine very, very carefully, of course.
Yeah.
Just because nobody else is doing it doesn't mean nobody else can do it.
Right.
And for hunters, so often the barrier to delegating that kind of stuff is, well, it's so much faster if I do it myself and I know I'll do it right.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get past that.
I will tell you, though, I have to concede that there are examples of where that's an accurate statement and a justified one.
Sure. But
there are certain things. There are certain things like cash flow, like projecting cash flow. I still tell small business owners that's your job. There are certain things in my business. There's one or two things in my business that I've tried to delegate, it just doesn't work. I need to do those things.
But I won't agree entirely, because even those things can be parsed.
Well,
projecting cash flow is a technical task. Looking at cash flow and determining what the company has to do about it is your job. But having somebody who is trained and skilled put in the numbers and tell you what future cash flows look like
Right. No, I agree with that. But it's your job to make sure that the company has the cash.
Sure.
The capitalization of your company is your job. I don't recommend any small business delegate that, and that's my point. As I say, you can parse it, you can spin it up, you can dilute it a lot. But at some point in time, there are certain jobs. You're pushing back on me. I'm pushing back on you. We should be pushing back on ourselves about these things. Do I really have to do this?
Right.
And I'll tell you something else, John. Every small business gets to the point where they say, okay, I don't have to do this, but the person who could do this, I can't afford them. That happens.
Yes. It does.
I'd like to have a CFO, but I can't afford it, maybe. That would be something you would say.
That 60% I talk about that you may still have farming tasks are not about choice. Mm-hmm. They're about what you have to do. And I agree with that entirely. But as you grow, you don't want to bring in a controller-level person, say, and when they say, what do you expect me to handle, you say, well, I do the cash flow. Why? D- Do you know how to do cash flows? Can you prepare a cash flow statement for me and projections 3 months out at the end of every month so that I can look at it? And your time spent on that task goes from 5 hours to 2 hours.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. John, last thoughts, 20 seconds.
Don't be afraid if you're a hunter or a farmer. Take the quiz and then just make sure that what you're doing suits your personality.
And your people. Your people need to take... You recommend that everybody in the organization take the test?
Absolutely. It's intended for general
audiences. Tell them how to
get
there again.
HIAFW, the acronym for the book title, .com.
And the book is Hunting in a Farmer's World, an award-winning book by our good buddy John Deeney. Hey, John, thanks again. Come back soon.
Thanks so much, Jim. I always enjoy it.
See you next time. John F. Deeney. Ladies and gentlemen, D-I-N-I, the award-winning author, John Deeney. Quick break. Be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.